Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
This is Community Focus here on 88.1 The Park. I'm Amanda, and I'm here with Mr. Don Soonan, the chairperson of the Steering Committee of Park. We will be talking about the purpose of Park, which stands for Plymouth Arts and Recreation Complex. So, Mr. Soonan, what is Park and how long has it existed?
Well, Park has been in the process of becoming a reality now for a better part of 2 years. And when it became obvious that Central Middle School was going to close, it was certainly a lot of discussion as to what might be done with that particular site. And there were residents in the community that felt it was a terrific opportunity to develop a community center right in downtown Plymouth that could serve the Plymouth, Plymouth Township, and surrounding community. So A group of citizens got together a couple of years ago and started putting plans together, and here we are. So we have now, in the process of the past 2 years, been able to really formulate a lot of our plans and get a lot of community input. And we recently secured the property from the school district, and that was obviously a major milestone. So now we move forward.
What kind of input have you got?
We've had a number of community forums, and it's interesting. 300 to 400 people would show up for these community forums. We've also solicited written input, and we will be doing another community survey within the course of the next year to solicit some additional input as to what folks in this community would like to see in a community center.
Okay. What is your position in association with Park?
I'm the president of Park, and we are a nonprofit organization. We're a 501c3, and we finally got our certification out of the IRS a couple of weeks ago, so we are now a bona fide 501c3. And we have a steering committee and some very, very capable and talented people that are driving this process forward.
Who is involved?
Bob Dorshevitz, Deb Madonna, Mike Devine, Steve Ward, and many other ones that serve on various subcommittees and the like. So we've got a pretty broad base of support. Ted Barker, who was involved with the America League, is also a member of our steering committee. So we've got some real strong players that know what they're doing and can really help us do this responsibly.
That's awesome. How did this idea come up?
Well, I think it just really a handful of people that were thinking about what could be done. And it really preceded me. They were working on this for 3-4 months before I got involved. And once I got involved, we started putting all the pieces together and started soliciting input from the community and felt there was a lot of support. There's a lot of support in this community for Central Middle School. Everyone has a strong emotional attachment to that school. They either went to school there, the kids went to school there, their grandkids are going to school there, they swam there, the kids swim there now. So there's a lot of connection to Central Middle School, and I think that's very important when you're doing a project like this.
Do you have any attachment to Central Middle School?
Well, my granddaughter swims there with the cruisers, and I promised her that we wouldn't lose the pool. So, yeah, I guess I do.
That's awesome. What is Park's purpose?
Park's purpose is to really build a nonprofit community center that would serve to accommodate the needs of seniors and teens, performing arts center, new pool and gymnasium, improvements to the athletic fields. So it's really to serve the arts and recreation needs of the community. We will have a number of arts organizations that will be moving their offices into Central, including the Michigan Philharmonic and others. We will move in as soon as the school district has moved out. And we have a number of entities that have a strong interest in making that their new home.
How does it intend to bring all of these groups together?
Well, we want to provide a focus for arts and recreation in the community. And I think it's always the best if you can have organizations that are like-minded, that have a common interest, and certainly putting the arts community, music, dance, the visual arts, pottery, and music academies and the like. If we can consolidate those kinds of operations into a single facility, I think it really enhances the opportunities for all of those particular entities that might participate in that.
Yeah, that's great. If you're just tuning in now, this is Community Focus here on 88.1 The Park. I'm Amanda, and I'm talking to Mr. Don Soonan, the chairperson of the steering committee and the president of PARC. We just finished discussing what the purpose of PARC is. So, Mr. Soonan, how do you think the community will benefit from this?
Well, certainly if we can provide a community center that services a large percentage of our community directly, it's an opportunity for them to take advantage of some really first-class facilities. The community center is different than going to a Lifetime Fitness or something like that. Those are specific facilities providing a particular service. But a community center is really a focal point for the entire community to interact with the community, to provide opportunities for members of that community to interact, as well as service needs like exercise, pool facilities, athletics, and the like.
Will neighboring residents from neighboring cities be able to come to this rec center?
Yeah, that's pretty standard. If you look at Canton, Livonia, Farmington, all the other surrounding communities that have similar facilities, they offer access to those outside the immediate area. You pay a little more because the residents here will be paying the cost of building this facility. And so those that are outside the community end up paying more to use the facility.
Okay, so it does cost something to be a part of the new community center?
Yeah, we'll charge membership fees for a variety of different levels of service. But they're modest. They're very, very modest compared to any other facility that you might utilize that are for profit and the like. But certainly the residents are already paying for the facility, so they have it's relatively inexpensive to participate.
Okay. How does PARC intend to remodel the school?
Well, we will preserve the original Plymouth High School, the three-story Plymouth High School, and that will be repurposed substantially. And it will be converted into office space, rehearsal space, music and art studios, and the like. The rest of the annex, the gymnasium, and the pool really need to be torn down and rebuilt. So we would expect to build a new gymnasium, new pool, exercise facilities, senior center, and by all means, an 800-seat performing arts center will be part of this complex as well.
Will it all still be able to fit on the property?
Oh, yeah. There's 18 acres to work with. We have more than adequate space for the facility and parking, probably 675 parking spots as part of this. So parking should not be an issue, and it should have minimal impact on the surrounding community there. It's already a school. We already have traffic. We already have lots of people around. And so I don't see it's an ideal location because it's really an extension of what we're doing there now.
How long do you think it will take for the community center to open and why?
Well, we're going to operate immediately. As soon as the district is out, I would predict within a week or 10 days after a school district is out, we'll be up and operating. And we would like to provide all the services to user groups that currently use it today. The football teams, baseball teams, tennis, swimming activities and the like. We would expect to continue those for a period of probably 2, maybe up to 3 years until we can get the entire new project organized and get through all the things that need to be done in order to build a facility like that, get a millage passed in probably early 2017. So my expectation is that we would probably start construction on a new facility in 2018, early 18, and probably not have the final facility open until 2019.
Thank you so much, Mr. Soonan.
Well, thank you very much. It was really a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, too. This has been another Community Focus interview here on 88.1 The Park. I just finished interviewing Mr. Don Soonan, the chairperson of the steering committee and the president of PARC. Tune in next Wednesday night for another Community Focus interview.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.